He that shall curse father or mother, let him die to death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The station of today's Mass of Wednesday of the after third Sunday of Lent is that of Holy Pope Saint Sixtus, who was accompanied to martyrdom by Saint Lawrence, who begged to share this crown of glory with him. And today's Mass, in its readings, again tells us to honor our father and mother. On Mount Sinai, God commanded all the men of the world to honor their parents. And in the Gospel today, our Lord says that if someone would be disobedient to his parents, he would die the death. This does not mean that God will strike the disobedient child with lightning and they fall down dead. No, but it means that if someone willfully should be the cause of sorrow to his parents, he would die away from grace, that is, fall into mortal sin. I'll tell you today about China, a country which has very strong natural tradition of honoring your elders and of family keeping together. The best demonstration about it is an old Chinese folk tale called The Magic Cask. In this story, a man found a big earthenware cask in his field. He took the cask home with him and told his wife to clean it out. But when the wife started brushing the inside of the cask, she accidentally dropped the brush inside it. And the cask then suddenly began to fill itself with brushes. No matter how many were taken out, others kept on taking their place. So the man sold the brushes, and the family managed to live quite comfortably. Then one time a coin fell into the cask by mistake. At once the brushes disappeared, and the cask began to fill itself with money. So now the family became rich, for they could take as much money out of the cask as ever they wished. Now the man had an old grandfather at home who was weak and shaky. Since he was too feeble to do anything else, his grandson set him to work shoveling money out of the cask. When the old grandfather grew weary and could not keep on, the man would fall into a rage and shout at him angrily, telling him he was lazy and did not want to work. One day then, the old man's strength gave out, and he fell into the cask and died. Because of family honor, man had to arrange a lavish funeral. But now all the money from the cask disappeared, and the cask began to fill itself with dead grandfathers. Then the man had to pull them all out and have them buried, and for this purpose he had to use up again all the money he had received. And when he was broke, the cask broke too, and the ungrateful grandson was just as poor as before. Children, this story tells vividly how important it was in China to honor one's parents. And one of the Chinese saints of the Catholic Church had to face severe opposition from his family because the family saw he was dishonoring them with his conversion. This man is Blessed Joseph Tsang, who was martyred on 12th of March 1815 and beatified in 1909 by Pope Saint Pius X. Blessed Joseph Tsang was a clever and skilled boy, And when he grew up, he entered in the silk business. When he was 40 years old, he learned about Christianity through a business contact. He converted in the year 1800, and since he was seen as a breaker of family pagan traditions, he faced strong opposition from his family and business associates. Because of trouble at his business over his conversion, Blessed Joseph became an independent merchant. But he also began a ministry of preaching and teaching and converted his house into a small school for religion. He became the principal of this school at the age of 54 and worked also as a catechist and an altar server. But then started the nationwide anti-Christian persecutions in China, led by the White Lotus cult, who were ultra-nationalist supporters of pagan traditions. Blessed Joseph had to hide from persecutions, but he continued his catechist work undercover. But in the year 1814, he was betrayed by his anti-Christian brother-in-law and was arrested. Even in prison, he ministered and taught other prisoners. And he was offered his freedom if he would denounce Christianity, but he declined. He was then strangled to death on 12th of March 1815, and grass from his grave has become part of local folk remedies. Dear children, Blessed Joseph was seen by his own family as a traitor, even though he was most obedient to his heavenly Father, even sacrificing his own life. Blessed Joseph faced a terrible problem. On the one hand, he had to show love and reverence to his family. This was commanded to him both by natural law and strong Chinese traditions, as well as by the fourth commandment. But on the other hand, he was under obligation by the first commandment given to Moses on Sinai in today's epistle: "You shall not make gods of silver, nor shall you make to yourselves gods of gold." Blessed Joseph was not like the ungrateful grandson who was afraid of losing his face and honor in front of the society. Instead, Blessed Joseph was like the foster father of our Lord, whose name he assumed in baptism, always obedient and honest in business and in society, but working solely for his heavenly Father, not for men or for earthly dwelling. When you think of Blessed Joseph's faith, children, you should realize how immensely fortunate you are that you have a Catholic home, parents, family, school, and church, where you have been given all the necessary gifts by God to show true honor and true worship to Him. And instead of the fierce judgment of an ungrateful grandson, God has reserved for you the part of Martyr Blessed Joseph Sung, who with his own hands served God's priests and altars, according to this promise made to Moses: "You shall make an altar of earth unto me, and you shall offer upon it your holocausts and peace offerings in every place where the memory of me and my name shall be." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.